You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this week's episode of Energy Intuition Transformation, the show where we dive deep into the unseen, the intuitive, and the deeply transformational aspects of your spiritual path. I'm Sue Williams, your guide and spirit psychic, and I'm also really grateful to be here with you on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. What wonderful platforms they are. Now, today we're talking about a topic that so many of us crave, not just financially, but spiritually, emotionally, and energetically. That's right. Today's theme is abundance, energetically opening to receive. And this isn't just about money. It's about the frequency of allowing, the expansion of your receiving field, and how aligned energy is the key to abundance in all forms: love, support, inspiration, and yes, even prosperity. So let's think about a new way to see abundance. When we think about abundance, the mind often jumps to material things: money, success, opportunities. But in the energetic realm, abundance is a state of being, not a thing to chase. Abundance comes when we remove the blocks that say we're not worthy, not ready, or not safe to receive. See abundance as the energetic posture of opening your arms wide to the universe and saying, I trust you. I am ready. Let it flow. So let's begin with one of our guided meditations, which is all about aligning with abundance. So let's take a moment now to drop into the vibration of abundance and attune your field to the frequency of receiving. And as always, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating any machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. So if you're safe, seated and comfortable, begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so, and take just a short moment to get comfortable. And while you're doing that, take a soft, slow breath in and allow it to drift out of you even longer. Let your shoulders drop. Let your belly soften. And have another deep breath in once again. And with each inhale, imagine a soft golden light streaming down into the crown of your head. It's the color of sunlight through honey. And this light is the frequency of abundance. It carries no force, no pressure, just warmth, openness, life. And as you breathe, feel this golden light begin to fill your chest. Feel it down your arms to your hands, throughout your body, until you feel if your whole being is glowing from the inside out. Now gently place one hand over your heart and one over your belly, and in your own mind repeat softly, I am open to receive. I trust that all I need is already on its way. I am aligned with the rhythm of divine flow. And feel these words ripple through your energy field. Now take one more breath here and let this vibration settle into your being. Let yourself remember this frequency so that you can return to it at any time. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes, roll your shoulders, and if they're closed, now gently open your eyes. So now let's take a moment to look at this week's oracle card. I love doing this part of the show. It's just wonderful. I really enjoy it. And this is a message from Spirit to align our energy even deeper into abundance. This week's card comes from a funny little deck, which is called the Career and Money Oracle. Not a very exciting cover, but the cards inside are beautiful. And the card for this week is Offering. And the message is, all your needs will be met by the universe. Think about setting up a money altar to enhance your financial flow. Call on your spirit guides and angels for assistance at this time. And this card is such a perfect reminder that true abundance begins with trust, not tension. You might like to create a small sacred space, a money altar, somewhere in your home. It doesn't need to be elaborate. It can just be a candle, a green or gold crystal, a coin, a few drops of essential oil, or a simple affirmation card. And each time you pass it, remember to pause and breathe in gratitude. In gratitude for what you already have, and then the flow that is still arriving. Call on your angels and guides to support your alignment with divine provision. They're ready to assist, but they wait for your invitation. Now let's look at energy blocks to receiving, something that many of us have. And now that we're grounded in this expansive space, let's talk about what can block abundance from flowing. Because the universe is always offering, but we're not always receiving. So here are some of the common energetic patterns that interfere. There could be scarcity stories from childhood. Hearing, oh, we can't afford that, and oh, money doesn't grow on trees. I'm sure we've all heard that at least once in our life. And overgiving, when you constantly pour out without ever letting yourself receive in return. What about guilt or shame about receiving more than others? Or fear of judgment, believing you'll be seen as selfish if you succeed. And these blocks can live deep in the body, the solar plexus, the heart, the root chakra, affecting our decisions and emotions on an unconscious level. So what do we need to do? We need to realign to abundance. So how do we clear the way? It's not about pushing harder. It's about tuning in and choosing new energy. Here are four tools that you can begin using this week. Very simple and able to be done every day. So number one is create a receiving ritual. Each morning or night, light a candle and say aloud, I am willing to receive support, love and abundance in all forms today. Number two, rewrite your beliefs. Write out your old money or abundance stories. Then take that paper and burn it or tear it up. Then write new ones to replace them. Maybe something like, It's safe for me to receive. Or my abundance helps others rise too. And our third tip, practice receiving small things. And this can make such a difference, and it's so easy. Say yes to a compliment instead of saying, oh, no, I can't believe that. Let someone open a door for you. Doesn't matter what gender you are. Just if you have a door open to you, allow that to happen and be happy about it. Notice how much easier it becomes to allow blessings in. And our fourth tip, embody abundance daily. Ask yourself, how would the abundant version of me walk, speak, dress, or decide? Then embody that energy, even in small ways. So if this topic has had you feeling curious or inspired, this is the kind of transformation that we explore in Spirit Talk Journeys. Maybe you feel blocked around money, love, or creativity, and you just don't know why. Maybe it's not even your energy, but something passed through family lines or shaped by past experiences. In the Spirit Talk Journey, we gently uncover the hidden patterns in your words, in your energy, and your stories, so you can reclaim your power and restore your flow. And if your animal companions are involved, well, that's even better. Get them involved. They often hold keys to your healing, your patterns, and your abundance. And remember, you can book a free Spirit Talk introduction by going to my website, spirittalk.au. Reach out to me. I would love to connect with you. And the Spirit Talk Journey is so amazing. I recommend it to everyone. So a final reflection on abundance, because you are the source. I want to leave you with this today. Abundance is not out there. It's not something you earn with perfection. It's something you remember, because you are the source. The more you clear, the more you trust, the more you open, the more the universe can rush in to meet you. You are worthy of that. You are already enough. So let those gates of abundance open. And thank you for joining me on this week's show. If you loved this episode, feel free to share it with a friend, or just reach out to me online at holistic-health.au. So until next time, I wish you a blessed week. And remember, stay open, stay radiant, and stay aligned. Bye for now.